This is Tom Rowe with a WGXC News Update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The Daily Mail has video of David Gabrielson, a middle infielder on the Caro Durham baseball team, signing a letter of intent this week to play baseball at Robert Morris University in Chicago, Illinois. The 5'10" right-hander graduates this spring. See the Daily Mail for that video. The Daily Freeman reports that Maybell's restaurant opened at 355 Main Street in Catskill on Thursday, November 13th. Maybell's is owned by executive chef Matthew Smallwood and Jamie Perry, the chef and owner of another fork in the road in Milan, serving breakfast and lunch from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. of farm fork refined comfort food, according to Smallwood. The menu now includes vegetarian and gluten-free options, and beer and wine will be coming soon. Smallwood is an Army veteran who attended the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park and worked at Blue Hill Stone Barns in Tarrytown, the Millbrook Golf and Tennis Club, Swoon Kitchen Bar in Hudson, and another fork in the road. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Paula Ann Mitchell is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the man facing a felony charge for operating an aerial drone equipped with a video camera in close proximity to a medical facility rejected an offer Tuesday, November 18th, to plead guilty to the misdemeanor attempted surveillance. David P. Besmer of Lake Katrine in Ulster County was arrested by state police in July and charged with felony unlawful surveillance. At the time of his arrest, police said Besmer positioned the drone to within 10 to 15 feet of the windows of examining rooms at the new Mid-Hudson Medical Group building on U.S. Route 9W. The incident captured national headlines amid the debate about how to regulate similar unmanned aircraft. In Ulster Town Court on Tuesday, Besmer's attorney declined the plea deal offered by the Ulster County District Attorney's Office. Schneider said, quote, "I'm convinced my client's actions were not criminal. I sincerely believe he is innocent," unquote. Following his arrest, Besmer posted on Facebook that he made, quote, "a huge error in judgment," unquote, and that he merely intended to capture footage of the new building. The town justice adjourned the case until December 9th. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Thursday, November 20th, there are a few local town meetings that we know about. At least the Coxsackie Athens Board of Education is meeting at 6:30 p.m. Coxsackie Athens School. You can call 518-731-1800 to make sure that meeting is still going on in the middle school library. This is Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC.